dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Reading from my new book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days, and my call to help the prayers. From chapter 17, The Authority of the Believer. John A. McMillan's pamphlets, which were an inspiration to Brother Hagin when he wrote his book, The Believer's Authority, John A. McMillan's pamphlets were put into a book that I preach from and sell everywhere I go. It's entitled The Authority of the Believer. People often skip forewords and prefaces to books, but this one is of immeasurable importance. When I teach on this subject, and that's often, I start by reading Macmillan's preface. Quote, "The rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness." Macmillan lists several reasons for this that he saw at that time, but he died in 1956, so there are many more now. Going on, he writes, "To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see the ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. Such believers may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged." I wanted to emphasize something. He begins in his preface by writing, "The rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see the ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. Such believers may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged." Macmillan departed earth in 1956. How much greater now is the increase of the activity of the powers of darkness, and how many more reasons for that rise do we see than he saw? Yet the powerful revelation in his book is the same revelation that will work for us today. And like Kenneth Hagin prophesied, knowledge of this revelation is much more widespread among believers who will work with God in His eternal purposes. Two Greek words. First, the King James Version uses one English word, power, to translate several different Greek words. The two of most interest to us here are dunamis and exousia. The Companion Bible, Appendix 172, defines their meanings under the heading, the synonymous words for power. Dunamis, number one, inherent power, the power of reproducing itself, from which we have English dynamics, dynamo, etc. See Acts 1:8. Number five in his list of several. Exousia, authority or delegated power, the liberty and right to put forth power. See John 1:12. A police officer does not have the dunamis to stop heavy traffic. Human physical strength is no match for a motor vehicle. But when a uniformed officer holds up his or her hand, all traffic stops. The authority, exousia, behind the badge demands compliance. One scripture in which the King James Version uses power to translate both words is Luke 10:19. I will insert the Greek words. Luke 10:19. "Behold, I give unto you power," exousia, authority, "to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power," dunamis, "of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The 70 to whom Jesus spoke directly did not have the dunamis power to dominate the demons of the kingdom of darkness. but Jesus delegated them to them the authority to dominate Satan's cohorts. Authority is delegated power. Jesus defeated Satan and the kingdom of darkness for mankind by living a sinless life in the flesh. By his suffering and death at Calvary, by his triumph over death, hell, and the grave, in his making an open show of Satan's defeat, and in his resurrection. After he presented his blood to the Father, and the Father's acceptance of that blood, Jesus returned to earth and said something to his disciples that applies to all believers thereafter. Matthew 28:18-20. And I quote, "And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power, exousia, authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." In his great commission, Jesus said, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore." Jesus delegated the authority on the earth to his body on the earth, the greater one within. Authority is as strong as the power behind it. The authority of the traffic policeman is as strong as the civic government behind him. The power behind the body of Christ is the greatest power in all creation, the power of God. That's why the Word of God declares, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." 1 John 4:4. Now I'm going to read that passage, 1 John 4, and reading verses 1 through 4. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Verse 2. "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." Verse 3. "And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." Now, 1 John 4:4, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Who are the them that verse 4 says we have overcome? They are the evil spirits written about in verses 1 through 3. We have overcome them. Why? Because the greater one lives in us. We have authority over the kingdom of darkness. We can and we must use our authority in the end of days. Chapter 18, Our Ministry in the Heavenlies. Christians have the authority to keep their areas free from shooting sprees at local schools, churches, malls, or public events. Christians have the authority to keep their areas free from epidemics of suicide. Christians have the authority to keep Satan from having high carnival in their homes and families. Wherever demon forces are the culprits, we have the authority to keep them at bay. The authority comes with a new birth. But believers must know about it, and they must know how to operate in it. It is operated from a seat of authority at the right hand of the Father on high. A seat every believer can rule from, because they are seated there in Christ. The book of Ephesians. The principles of the authority of the believer are set forth in this new covenant letter to the body of Christ. All the Bible is for the church, but not all the Bible is about the church. The part of the Bible that is particularly about the church is in the New Testament epistles. The epistles tell you who you are, what you are, what you have because you are in him. Ephesians, even among all the epistles, is particularly pertinent to us today. You should read the first two chapters before we come back tomorrow. Kenneth Hagin encouraged believers, or I believe we won't be back until Monday, so you've got plenty of time between now and then to read Ephesians chapter 1 and Ephesians chapter 2. Kenneth Hagin encouraged believers to pray the prayers in those chapters for themselves every day. They are Spirit-given and anointed prayers that we may pray for ourselves or other believers. I have personalized those prayers and prayed them almost every day for many years. As a result, the Spirit of Revelation, if any has come to me, I'm quite sure it's come as a result of praying these prayers. The first prayer, and I'm reading from Ephesians chapter 1, starting with verse 17. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his dunamis to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenlies. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you and I, we, has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This prayer is that we may have revelation in him of three particular things. They all have to do with glory and the glorious church, but we won't go into that here. Number one, the three things are, number one, the hope of his calling. Number two, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And number three, the exceeding greatness of his power, dunamis, toward usward who believe. It is only number three, the exceeding greatness of his power toward usward who believe. And it's only number three that we will go into in this next chapter. So I am inviting you to be back with us Monday. Be sure to read Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 2. Go to church somewhere where they preach the Word of God, love the move of the Spirit. And we will begin preaching, teaching. You can get the book that I'm reading, from a book that's just off the press, How You Can Pray in the End of Days and My Call to Help the Prayers. We will start Monday quoting from Macmillan's book, The Authority of the Believer. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 and request your copy of the book for only $10 plus shipping. We will be happy to send it out to you. Or you can write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Shalom.